Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
So happy to have you along.
We are.
It is very difficult for me to imagine, but we are already in the middle of September, heading into October.
I know. Favorite time of the year for me.
I do love the fall.
Love it.
Nothing to, you know, I wish somebody else would pick up the leaves.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, you know, they just keep coming. The bigger my trees get, the more leaves we seem to have. But no, I love the fall as well. It's good time, and we get ready to head into my favorite holiday of Thanksgiving, where there's all sorts of good cooking and fun and everything else that goes along with it. You are listening to Consider This. So if this is your first time on the show, it's a little bittersweet. The concept of the show is to give you things that you need to consider. And if you've not heard of the name Simon Sinek before, you ought to go to TED.com and type in his name. Simon Sinek came up with the concept of the why. And my why, I know it very well. I have 29 school teachers on my mom's side of the family. My why is to educate people about their finances so that they do not make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and in many cases, devastation. That's why we do the show. So this is not a normal financial show. We're not going to say if you're the 10th caller, you get a free book. That's not the plan. We are fiduciaries. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want somebody to take care of it, that's our business. What Sherry and I are going to go through today in the show is to give you some concepts and some ideas of things that you need to understand that you may want to be aware of. We have a new co-host coming. That's why it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. Sherry is moving herself to Michigan.
Well, yeah. At the moment, I'm spending about half time there, half time here. We'll see if I end up.
You're a part-timer.
I'm a part-timer.
There you go.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about a few different things today. One of them that we're going to introduce is called The Better Giver. It's part of my strategy along with my wife in terms of how we are working in the community. We'll have with us the executive director for Habitat for Humanity, Kelly Kelly, who we're very proud to partner with. So we'll be talking to her a little bit about some of the stuff that she does, what Habitat for Humanity is about, but also about the Better Giver part. And then the program was designed to be able to go through and to say, okay, here's the fundamentals of what we do at the Financial Enhancement Group and of financial planning. So you're going to get a little bit of that today. We have a new co-host coming. His name, it's my first he.
Uh-huh.
His name has to be kept secret for the time being. Well, you know, you got to have a little creative build-up, right?
Yeah.
A little bit
suspense.
Of that. But we're going to have a lot of fun, and Sherry and I will get into the show. If you got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Of course, you can always find us at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kantos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along. I tell you, there is a few things in life that really can get me ruffled.
Uh-oh.
And it's when I see people make inefficient financial decisions. And it's why we do the radio show. It's why we are who we are. When I wake up in the morning, I know my why, thank you, Simon Sinek, is to make sure that I help educate people about their finances so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation. And what happens, Sherry, is every week somebody will come in and I look at their tax return and they will have either money that came from an IRA, which is called an RMD, required minimum distribution, or they'll have capital gains on their tax return, meaning they sold a stock that was at appreciated value.
Right.
And then I turn to Schedule A. That's where you do your itemized deductions. And then I see this charitable gifting and I'm going, hold the fan. What, how in the world can somebody have charitable gifting and recognized capital gains? And so then I start to ask the questions and it goes like this. People either didn't take the time or they didn't understand. And neither of those are acceptable in my mind and my life. So the Financial Enhancement Group sponsors a program called The Better Giver. It is not my job to get you, Sherry, to give more money.
Right.
That is not the job. My job is to help you give the money in the most efficient possible way so that you and the charity benefit the most.
Yes.
So if you have a not-for-profit organization, there's one of two things that I want you to think about. If you're over 70 and a half, especially this year with the itemized deductions or the standard deduction being raised, remember, if you're over 65 and married filing jointly, it's $26,000 a year now.
Wow.
You're capped at $10,000 on state taxes. There are no more miscellaneous deductions. Right? So for the majority of us, we're not going
to itemize.
We're going to take the short form or take a standard deduction. So When you make a gift, you're really not getting any tax benefit out of it for you, right? However, if you give away appreciated stock and you don't have to pay any of the taxes on the capital gains and the charity still gets the money, or if you're over 70 and a half, and this is the whopper, the Mac Daddy of giving right here, is called the required minimum distribution, that amount of money, up to $100,000 a year, you're able to give to a in what's called a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution. And that's money that has to go directly from your IRA to the charity. It cannot touch you. It cannot go through your bank account. Mm-hmm. You can't change your mind after you receive the money. So again, along with a better giver, it requires intent.
Yeah, and no taxes on that?
No taxes. You don't have to pay the taxes. You don't get a deduction. But if you're taking the standard deduction, who cares?
Right, exactly. Right?
This is just the best way to be able to give. And that's really what the Better Giver program is about. And whether that's Habitat for Humanity or somewhere else, check it out. With us, we have a dear friend, Kelly J. Kelly, Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It is a fun conversation we're getting ready to have. So one of the things that drives the Financial Enhancement Group, at least drives me, is a concept of being able to make people or help people be the best givers they can be. So as I tell the churches that I talk to and the not-for-profits that I talk to, it is not my job to make people bigger givers. It is my job, in my mind, to make them better givers. And that means that we figure out ways to donate, contribute our resources, that's time and energy, in a way where the charity gets more, you get more out of the experience of being able to be a giver, and the IRS gets less. And anytime that happens, Joe's a happy camper.
Yeah.
So I left for those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, I left my building of 20 years, which I feel like is an old friend. And I care about our community. We live in Anderson, Indiana. And so I thought about it and prayed about it and talked to my wife about it. And we decided that we were going to partner with Habitat for Humanity to be able to use the old building as their new headquarters. So, Kelly, tell us a little bit about Habitat for Humanity.
Sure. Habitat for Humanity is an organization that is here to provide both a hand up and not a handout, but an opportunity for families to acquire affordable housing through affordable homeownership. Our mission is to simply allow for individuals to have decent housing in the communities in which they live so that they can flourish with their families.
Perfect. Mm. Wow. You've said that before. Once or twice.
Well, no. When it's a mission, it kind of is ingrained in you.
Exactly. So I'm a big believer of the Andy Stanley mission vision deal. The vision is what we believe everybody ought to do. The mission is what we try to do individually. So however you state that, when you hear that word mission and vision, I think it's good. So what happened with Barb and I looked at my tax return, I think 3 or 4 years ago, and I think there were 43 different documents that I had to add of places that we had donated money to. And the bottom line is you can't run a company and have a life and pay attention to 43 different places. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that any of them weren't great places. It's not that any of them didn't have good missions or good visions. It just, we weren't focused. It was a very vague, you know, okay, we're going to give money, but we're not going to give any interest. And that just didn't sound right to me. And so I sat down with a couple of my friends and we started to help people develop what we call gifting strategies. So don't take this offensively like some other people do, but we take care of hungry, homeless people and dogs, not cats. Right?
So I'm okay with that, but I am a dog lover.
So every now and then I have somebody who has cats who goes, this is just wrong.
It's just wrong.
And so there's a little bit of humor to it.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, we do give money to places that take care of dogs.
They have some
cats too. But Sherry, that's the key word.
Yes, you know your focus.
It really is a focus of what it is we're trying to accomplish and what it is we're trying to get done. So when people come in to see us and we sit down and we talk about money and we talk about the way things need to be invested, you think about that on one hand, but you've got to think about it in terms of how it is gifted. Mm. So one of the things that we will help Habitat for Humanity do, we call it learning, strategizing, and discovering when somebody comes in. We talk about a way for them to understand how they can give. The best strategy for them, whether that's appreciated assets, whether that is using what we call qualified charitable distributions or QCDs, and then we enable them to be able to make those gifts. So I don't know currently, because I never ask you guys, do you have a stock portfolio account already created?
We do not.
Okay. So as of today, you will. And what happens with that? People say, well, Joe, charities have no business investing. And I won't agree with that at all. However, I understand the concept. So if you came to me today at 51 years old and said, Joe, I need money for this, we would transfer appreciated stocks out of my account into your account, and we would sell them under Habitat for Humanity's name. You pay no taxes because you're a not-for-profit organization. I pay no capital gain. And presuming I'm still able to itemize, we actually get the full deduction for all of our money, right? Life is good. You got the money. I made the gift, and the IRS got nothing. Happy, 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 right? I mean, that is the way that this program works. If I was over 70 and a half and happened to have tax-deferred investments, I would use a qualified charitable distribution where I could actually send my RMD, my required minimum distribution, directly to you. We'll show you how that works. But that's part of that gifting strategy of what it is that we try to do. So Sherry and I and Kelly are going to have to take a break. We're going to come back and I'm going to let Kelly talk a little bit about her vision for Madison County and actually for the entire program of Habitat for Humanity, of where it is that they're trying to go, and maybe even give you some ideas of how you can help. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call at 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. And with us, we have our guest today, Kelly Kelly, the executive director, Madison County Habitat for Humanity. I assume that's right. It's Madison County, correct?
It is.
Wonderful. So we're talking about the Better Giver program that we sponsor here at the Financial Enhancement Group. And the site is under construction, but you can always go to thebettergiver.com and you're going to find newspaper columns, radio segments, things that I've put there to try to help people figure out or understand how to be better givers. My job is not to get you to give more money. It's not to make you a bigger giver. It is to make you a better giver. I think that comes with focus, Sherry, and I think it comes with intent, right?
I do, too. We've talked about this before, too. A dollar is not a dollar, and that's why it's important, because people tend to think in just the number. I want to give X number of dollars, and they don't realize the impact is different.
It most certainly is. So let's pretend that you're in the 22% bracket.
Okay.
And so, I go to a church called Northview. Love it dearly. And I love a place in Anderson, Indiana called the Christian Center. I think they do great, great work, right? So my church, Northview, partners with the Christian Center.
Okay.
And outside of the door are these yellow bags.
Yeah.
And they tell us every week to go buy groceries and to put them in the yellow bag.
Yeah.
So let's pretend like Barb spends a dollar because Barb likes to take stuff in the bag.
Okay.
In fact, she sneaks around me to put stuff in the bag.
I can see it.
So let's say she spends a dollar and you're in the 22% tax bracket.
Yeah.
Right? Assuming you're able to itemize, and granted, a lot of people are not going to be able to itemize after this year.
That's right.
After 2017 because of the change in the standard deduction.
Mm-hmm.
But assuming you can itemize, if she puts a can of food that cost a dollar in the bag, right, then it cost me $1.22 plus the good old state of Indiana another $5.
Yep.
So it cost me $1.27 to provide that gift of food.
That's worth a dollar.
Right. On the other hand, if she wrote a check, right, if she wrote a check for 78 cents and stuffed it in the yellow bag, the charity winds up, right? The charity winds up a little bit less because they only got 78 cents.
Right.
But that's all it cost me. There's a spread there, right?
Right.
There's a spread there of 44 cents plus the state of Indiana. And we can either decide to match that up so that the Christian Center gets more money, or we can decide to not give that much. But either way, that spread, that 44 cents,
that's huge,
is much larger than people think. And for many of you listening to the show, you're not in 22% tax bracket. You could be as high as 37%. Mm. You know, so this number becomes huge, which is why we have the Better Giver. It's why we try to teach people about money. So here we are, Kelly. Let's talk more about Habitat for Humanity. What is the vision? What do you need people to do to help you get to where you want to go here?
You know, at this time, one of the our affiliate has a very simple model, and oftentimes we are donated properties. So we do not have a lot of costs in our acquisition of property. We also have volunteer construction crews that actually do the building. So much of our costs really are the hard costs of materials. And so one of the things that's kind of important for us, for the community to understand, is that there are soft costs involved in the construction as well. And so when we talk about what is the true cost of building a home and originating a loan and allowing a family to move into that home, there are a lot of soft costs that are not really understood. And so one of the things that I hope to do is to have our organization and the community better understand what our true costs are, so I can convey that need to the community.
It is a toughie. You know, it's when you talk about soft cost, hard cost, that gets confusing. Sherry was a grant writer, so she understands this, you know, from running a not-for-profit. You know, you understand it, but it's tough. And that's one of the things, you know, I get into these groups and in organizations where people will talk about how much they pay the executive directors, how much they pay the president. You know, Salvation Army does very well. A few other organizations, not so much. When you look at the what some people would call leakage or spoilage of part of the donated budget. And, you know, so it is a critical thing, but it's still real. It's still real. And that's one of the things, I've had issues with churches because they will raise money to build a building. And, you know, we're in our new location at the Financial Enhancement Group, but the costs don't stop, right? There's still overhead, right?
Right.
It still eats while I sleep, so to speak.
And oftentimes donating to an annual fund is not a very attractive donation, but it is what sustains and allows us to continue the business of providing service.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And you have to have it. So how many houses a year? What's your target? What are you trying to get?
In the past, we've been able to essentially build 1.5 to 2 homes a year, and that's strictly new construction. Our goal is to bring that to a full 3 new construction per year, and then add into that a handful of repairs and renovations that has not been something that we've been able to do. Many communities that have habitats, they have a varied portfolio of service, if you will. They do some rehab, they do repair, but they also do new construction. As I said earlier, we have a very simple model, and we have simply focused on new construction. So I'd like to vary what we can do in our community. Coming with that comes a variety of revenue sources. Right now we're working with the city of Anderson to look into some of their home funds, which is a very similar model, again, to other communities. And they've been able to renovate whole communities, whole neighborhoods with these funds. So I'd like us to diversify in what we do for our community.
Beautiful. And that's I know you told me that each of your organizations is independent, even though you've got a national kind of leadership thing.
That's correct.
And I think that's critical. So the money that we put in actually stays in the county that we're in.
Absolutely.
Right? That's great.
And that is a good thing, especially if you can share ideas and become better. And yet still mind your own ship at home. So virtually we could do anything we wanted to do here in terms of whether we wanted to do rehab or whether we wanted to model. It's all about the resources, correct?
Absolutely. It's correct.
That's a beautiful thing. So my listeners are all over the country. We take care of families at the Financial Enhancement Group in 31 states. This radio show is, I think, in 20 of them now. So when people hear this, it's more than just about Madison County. What we're trying to convey with the concept of the Better Giver is, regardless of where you live, regardless of what your point of view is, figure out how to be the better giver. Figure out how to do it the best way so that you can help your charitable organization, you can help your own tax return, and you can feel better about what it is. And I think that boils down to focus and intent. That's why we help people develop a gifting strategy that says, here's what it is. Mm-hmm. Kelly laughed at me in the last show. So I'll tell you again, you know, ours, mine and Barb's, it's the way we drafted it, is to take care of hungry, homeless people and dogs, not cats. And I add the cat part not to create any frustration. My mother-in-law has a cat, had a cat, I guess she passed away. The cat, not my mother-in-law. I just want to be clear. I think you just really genuinely have to be focused. And there are a lot of wonderful organizations. We get calls constantly for, you know, can you give to this? Can you give to that? Can you sponsor this golf tournament? Can you sponsor this golf hole? And it's so easy to say yes. But at the end of the day, what we want to do is give to places that we are able to have an impact on.
Yep.
And Kelly, I greatly appreciate your efforts with Habitat for Humanity. I'm glad to be able to partner with you and be a part of that organization. I think we're going to have a lot of fun in the years to come.
We agree. And thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome, my dear. Hey, if you got a question or comment, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back. Yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
There are one of the things that I talk about as often as I can, especially with younger people. And one of the things that we do at the Financial Enhancement Group is help people understand the difference between affluence and wealth.
Okay.
So when I say affluent, Sherry, what does that mean to you?
Lots of money.
Lots of income.
Lots of income. Okay.
Right. So wealth, is when you already have accumulated assets.
Okay.
And affluent is you have a high income. Okay.
Disposable income?
Doesn't matter. Immaterial.
Okay.
Now the point of this is when you have people that are in the fiduciary space. So my job is to take care of your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation, right?
Yep.
And I have friends, we don't do this, but I have friends that if you don't have $250,000 or $500,000, one of them, it's over $1 million. If you don't have $2 million, don't call them.
For anything?
For anything. And because they get paid, they know what their market is, they get paid to manage money. They don't do financial planning. They don't do the other parts that go with it.
I see.
Right? If I told somebody that they didn't have enough money, my mother would spank me, and rightfully so. Right?
Yeah.
We grew up without, and so we're not going to treat people differently that don't. So when we bring in Sherry, and Sherry becomes one of the FEG families that we take care of, we do what's called a family bundle. So that her kids, who now are affluent but not wealthy, have the ability to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, Grant, hey, Aaron, hey, Dean, hey, Jamie, or watch one of the videos that we've put out, whether or not they should put money into a Roth or whether they should do a Roth conversion or whether or not, what they should do with their 401k at work. We want to provide that education to them, that knowledge base, if you will, before things get really messed up. Right? Because what happens is we end up having to fix it later in life as they age and they move from just affluence to also wealth on their own.
Right.
But one of the things that I try to share with them is what we call the three phases or stages of finance. And when you talk about phases, I made the mistake of telling my buddy Jim, he flies 777s for American. And I made the mistake of telling him, I get on a plane, they give me a cup of coffee. They get to 30,000 feet, they bring me more coffee, and hopefully I land someplace safely. You know, there's not a lot going on, and he about went bonkers, right?
So maybe not for you.
It was about a 2.5-hour discussion where I've got illuminated, let's just say, over the things that they have to do at different points. And one of those things I did not know is 90% of the time the plane is off target.
Really?
90% of the time they are off course.
So they're adjusting.
They're adjusting like constantly.
Wow.
90% of the time. And the reason I found this so fascinating is because when we take care of people, we are adjusting every single week inside of people's financial plans. Now, that doesn't mean we're always buying or selling something. Right. But we're course correcting, making sure that we are on the right path to get to where people really need to go to match their financial vision, if you will, as we look at this over, you know, over a period of time and in terms of how it's going. So if you're going to do this on your own, remember, we're fiduciaries. So we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. If you want to take care of it, that's your business. If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. You can give us a call. But here's how I need you to look at your money. I need you to think about it like you're on that flight, right? Like you're on that plane. And so you've got the first stage is accumulation. That's when you're starting to put money in. And Sherry, your two objectives, and many times people think this is an age-driven thing. It's not. This is not age, right? So sometimes it's 50-year-old. Sometimes it's you know, people 20. That are 20, right? But accumulation, your two objectives are saving, one, the right percentage of your income, and number two is making sure that you build tax diversification. Tax diversification means you have some of your money that's tax-deferred, some of your money that is taxable, and some of your money that's in a Roth IRA that is tax-free. You don't know what the future tax code is going to be, and if I could show you the headaches of the people that I take care of today that are in their 70s, because they had zero tax diversification. It's not that they have no money. They show up and they've got $1 million, $2 million, but it's all in an IRA or it's all in a 401k or it's all in a 403b. You need that tax diversification. Eventually, you're going to take off. And as your plane gets higher and higher and higher, think that 30,000 feet area, right? You're going to get to a point where you're in preservation. And preservation doesn't mean that you're no longer saving money. It just means you're not pulling it out. And right, and it means that you've got this big basket of money that is working for you, and this is where compound growth really begins to work, right? Now, here is the challenge that people get into. Preservation is the only stage where average return matters. But you've got to be there beginning, middle, and end, right? So the example that I always show people when we're teaching is the Peter Lynch example. Peter Lynch, if you don't know it, managed a fund for Fidelity called the Magellan Fund. And in the late 90s, Fidelity would market his name. And they would say, here's Peter Lynch. Here's how good we are at Fidelity. He averaged 25% a year for 20 years in a row.
Yeah.
And it was true. Right. But our mindset is that 25%, 20 years in a row, this dude's good.
Yeah,
right. Peter Lynch had enough of it. He wrote a book. It's called Lynch on Lynch, where he explained half of his investors lost money because markets don't just go up. They go up and they go down. People tend to put money in when a market's up. They tend to pull money out when a market is down.
Interesting.
So if I earned 100% this year and nothing for the next 4 years, my average return is still 20% a year, right? Now, if I happen to have been, Sherry, if I happen to have been in there beginning, middle, and end, right? All's good.
Sure.
Right? All's good.
Yeah.
I got the return. But if I was intermittently in and out, bad things really happened to my portfolio.
And
bad
things happen. Sometimes you don't have a choice, right?
No, you always had a choice in preservation. This is just about discipline. This is about sticking tight. Where you don't have a choice is when you begin to land the plane.
That's what I mean.
As you get to distribution, that's why your objective in distribution is different. Your 2 points of distribution objectives are, one, the tax rate you pay on the average dollar that you pull out, right? And the second is the volatility between distribution points. Now, the way my industry has dealt with that for, I don't know how many years, I mean decades, they've always said that you needed to have a lower, a greater exposure, if you will, to fixed income than to equity. Because on a normal annualized basis, stocks are more volatile than fixed income or bonds. Okay.
Yeah.
The challenge is that analogy, that concept, those ideas were developed under a different tax code at a different period of time. Today, when you go into distribution, you've got to be able to use the full show. You've got to be able to have capital gains. You've got to be able to have tax-free money out of a Roth. You've got to be able to use dividends. Remember, if you're in the 12% or if you're in the 12% bracket in marginal income, you have no taxation on long-term capital gains. You have no taxation on dividends, right? Qualified dividends. So to ignore this and to not understand the tax code is really getting people into a lot of trouble. Again, we take care of people who don't want to worry about it. Sherry, if you want to worry about it, it's your business.
Yep.
If you don't want to worry about it, that's our business. right?
Yep.
You got a question or comment, you can shoot me an email, consider this@yourlifeafterwork.com, or give us a call at 800-928-4001. Sharon and I are going to have to take a break. Then we're going to come back and have her conversation, which is where she asked me questions that she wants to know. And and we're running out of time to do that. So we'll take a break. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money. Money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TriedPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
This is Sherry's conversation. Woo-hoo. So where she gets to ask me anything that she, well, within reason.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, I've been trying to stump you for a long time. I've never really succeeded, but I have things that interest me and we'll just discuss them. I'll get your point of view and what we can consider. So I just came back from a family trip to Canada. I've talked about that before. We have a place up there that we are thinking about keeping in the family generation after generation after generation. I was happy earlier in our show today. We talked about families that go from affluence to wealth and the next generation being prepared for that. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about too today. In that area, it seems that it's an issue. All these different places up there are family places that are owned by people with businesses, most of them, and they're trying to keep everything within the family and following generations. I found an article that caught my attention this week, and they just started by quoting an adage, and I wanted to see if you have heard of it and if you would concur and agree. Shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations.
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Yep.
And do you agree?
Yep.
Really?
Almost always.
Almost always. Well, So
what she's saying, since Sherry likes context,
I do. Yes,
what
I
you're
do.
Saying is usually the first generation makes it, the second generation enjoys it, the third generation blows it.
Right.
And what happens, and you can actually see it with two of my girls. I would never encourage anybody to ever do what I did, but mm-hmm. you know, I worked 90 to 100 hours a week for multiple years.
Yes.
People will tell you that I had nothing on my mind other than trying to figure out how to build a business. Again, that's not bragging. That's not complaining. That's just, it is what it is.
It's what it is, yeah.
And so Kaylee at 26 remembers dad not being there at birthday parties. You know, I got the Entrepreneur of the Year award last year from Madison County. Hmm. And I told him it was the most expensive award I'd ever received in my life. Number one, nobody ever does that alone. And number two, it costs a lot of missed birthdays, missed Christmas parties, missed all sorts of stuff. I would never encourage somebody to necessarily do that.
Yeah.
Right. So
right.
Kaylee's 26. Kendra is 4 years behind.
Yeah.
Kendra didn't see daddy work 100 hours a week ever.
Huh.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And so there is a difference between the two of them in terms of their thought process of how business works, whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. Right. And I mean, it just
you're talking about work ethic now.
There's a distinctive difference between the two thought processes that go on.
Okay.
So third generation, and I have two families where we have excluded the grandkids in the trust. They only get income. They never have any access to the corpus.
Okay.
Corpus would be the body of the trust.
Okay.
Because third generation blows it.
Interesting.
And so we wanted to make sure that they were there and able to receive benefits from it, but be supervised because they didn't see what mom and dad had done to get there.
Okay. So this article said that 90% of family fortunes disappear by the third generation. So it's not just the business, it's the actual fortune itself.
I don't know if I would be hard pressed to say 90%, but more often than not, it's an accurate statement.
Okay. So let me give you the reasons. And we talk about these. That's why I was interested. The reasons for that are taxes. They haven't considered the taxes, inflation, bad investment decisions, and the natural dilution of assets as you have continuing numbers of people to spread it out over. So if you have two children and they each have two children and the next generation has, you know, more children. So
dilution, it's dilution of bodies. It's also dilution of mindset,
which is what you were getting to.
So when, I mean, it is hard to have too many engines, too many chiefs in the tribe,
right?
You know, trying to make decisions.
Right.
And so, you know, we have that here. We have a management structure. I own the majority of the Financial Enhancement Group, but I have three other partners actually now. And if the voting was purely based on the share part, then I would be able to pretty much just do whatever I want to do.
Right.
And we can't let that happen. But what happens is something happens to me and Barb steps in to run the Financial Enhancement Group, right? Barb doesn't know anything about the financial. I mean,
right.
And so you get into trouble there where you have kids and what I like to call outlaws.
Yeah.
Some people call them in-laws.
In-laws or outlaws.
Many times in business, it's outlaws.
Yeah. So what's the answer? I mean, they suggested family foundations. They suggested kind
of... that's a charitable gift. So if a family foundation is not a business. A family foundation is, here's how we're going to give away money in the future. I love that plan. I've helped people do that before.
And they make those decisions as a family.
Right. So we've got...
One of the
families I just saw last week meets every year right after Thanksgiving. And everybody's able to choose the charity that they want the money to go to. They sit around the table. They break bread.
Yeah.
And you explain why you're giving money to Habitat for Humanity. I explain why money's going to the Christian Center.
And you vote.
And no vote. Everybody gets to give. But it comes out of that family foundation so that everybody's working together. But that's a charitable thing.
Right.
What you're talking about is how do I preserve and I protect the assets?
Right.
And that's where you have to pick out who the chief is.
Okay.
I mean, you as the mom, as the dad, as the patriarch, you've got to look at this future and say, okay, here's how this business is going to be run. No different than today.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
No different than today. Here at the end of the day, you win.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You get to make the decisions
right.
Because what happens when you talk about bad investments, what happens is somebody decides to buy another dealership.
Yeah.
Or somebody decides to buy another building or make an investment in a startup company, right?
Right. Yeah.
And if you've got five Indians and no chief and there's no support behind that can lead to really, really bad things. You talked about taxes. The biggest part in the tax and the transfer tax was estate taxes. Now for the most part, for most American families, that's been offset with the recent changes in some of the rules. There's not a lot of us that have a quote unquote estate tax challenge that's out there.
Right.
But it is still there in the sale of the business. You know, I donated my building to a charitable organization as opposed to having to pay the taxation on trying to sell it and going through the headaches of selling it. Right. Now, you know, we all have different lives. We all have different objectives.
Mm.
I care about Habitat for Humanity. I care about my city. And so I made a charitable gift.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that that's necessarily right for everyone.
Right.
But from
you had the authority to do it.
I had the authority to do it.
Which is the important thing.
So now let's say I had passed away and now you have Kaylee and Kendra.
Yeah.
Right. And now they're trying to make the decision and one of them wants the money and one of them wants it to go to a different charity. And, you know, now what happens? And that's where you begin to come into challenges.
Yep.
I mean, ideally, when people are gone, you either have a clear direction for who's running it. Hmm. Or you have cash that can be divided because it does become very, very, very difficult. Yep. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. Sherry, you've got something to say in 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Well, it has really been fun, Joe. We've been doing this for almost 3 years now, and I have loved every minute. Got to spend my time in a different area, different part of the country, actually, for half the time and with my kids. And I'll be listening, though. So
truly have enjoyed the time with you and the show.
Learned a lot.
We got to go. Have a wonderful week. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.